Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Aki Sekhum with all the glory, and ahead of that, starting up this afternoon for us was Zuma Mkoleka with You Are the Father. Very good afternoon to you if you have just joined in. My name is Luko Mkwediputi, and I'll be with you from now all the way up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm not flying solo in this hour. Of course, it is Wednesday, and I've got with me Pastor B, Pastor Bongani Moyo. And I think from time to time, I must remind you of his name. Just now, you see him one day and you're like, Pastor B, yeah, he is Pastor B. But if somebody talks about Pastor Bongani, and then you're like, who's that? Because you don't know his name anymore. Pastor Moyo, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. And how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Thank you.
Welcome in, welcome back. And I think it's really great to have you. It's been a long morning for you.
Yes, I've been here since morning.
Yeah, he's been here since morning, guys. Since that's morning. Like, it's been a long morning for you.
Yeah.
One last lap and you go rest.
Yes.
I can tell you're not going to go anywhere today. Today you're just going to go and rest.
No, the way I've set my day. The meetings that I have, they are online.
Perfect.
So I'm going home and then have those meetings. Then, yeah, I call it a day.
Give it a name. Call it a day. I see you are heavily branded there. CFA.
Yes.
Before you have your chat, I think let's talk about CFA, because I do understand you're doing some wonderful things at CFA. And in particular, this coming weekend. Tell us, what exactly is happening this coming weekend? Saturday, a little birdie tells me we got to dress up and look fancy.
Amen.
And look good.
Amen.
You know, Ngiboneng Ntomfundisi on Facebook, somebody was saying, we'll see one day we're going to, you know, answer for the fashion parade we've made church. And obviously people were attesting to that. And I thought to myself, why is it that we think beautiful things should only be done out there in the world? I'm not saying we should compete in the church, but the truth of the matter is, all the time. No, we're going to be bored. We want activities. We want to look good. And if we're not going to do it in the church, where must we do it?
Amen. I think it's lack of understanding. And also, we must also understand that social media is open, is free for all.
Free
for
all.
So, you know, when ignorance speaks, it becomes the new knowledge.
Yeah. And it becomes very loud.
You understand.
That's the one thing about it.
So social media, it demands a matured ear.
Mm.
Not everyone who speaks eloquently there.
Speaks sense.
Yep. Or speaks the knowledge of God.
Yeah, true.
You see, people always confuse eloquency for knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be eloquent while talking nonsense.
That's true. I'm glad you found a better word.
You understand.
I was going to be like, you can still be eloquent and stupid.
Yeah,
but that's the truth.
You understand. So people, many a times, that's why those who are very eloquent and gifted in public speaking, they always, if you are not careful and you don't underline everything, you miss a lot of details. They might even mislead you.
Yeah,
to an extent.
That's true.
You see. So we need to be cautious who we listen to. I always say, be jealous with your hearing aid. Yeah, don't go around listening to everyone and tuning in everywhere.
That's true.
You know,
that's
because
true.
There are people that also preach against Christ.
Yep. Yep.
While opening the same Bible.
Hey, Mfundisi. I learned that humankind is so brave that they can use the name of Jesus.
They can open the same Bible. And quote the scriptures. You understand? But now misinterpret the scriptures. The exegesis that they actually give out there. It's very wrong. And
true,
misleading.
True.
So now if you are not somebody who is grounded in the word, you might be easily misled.
Sure. Okay, now let me see. While we're at that, we're talking about dressing up this coming Saturday. Somebody, a beautiful woman, was supposed to be seated here.
Amen.
This chat with me.
I'm also thinking the same thing while I'm here, that but I'm not the right person to be, you know, speaking about this.
No, mina na isikhulumile ukuthi this year, 2025, is preparation year for her to come and sit next year.
Oh, okay.
So we can speak about it next year.
Because was the one who was supposed to come here and say the, but nevertheless, minang tunyiwe.
Yes, please.
Understand?
The messenger. Be
so,
the messenger.
As the messenger, on the 11th, this coming Saturday,
yes,
there is a powerful service for women only.
Yep.
Women only.
Women only.
Women only at CFA. CFA is abbreviation of for Christ Family Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Family Assembly. Yeah, we are here in Pretoria in Acadia Center. We will have to leave the numbers here so that
those
who want directions, they can actually call in and get directions. It's in town, right?
Yeah.
In Pretoria, in town.
Okay.
If you want to be rekindled.
Oh, it's not going to be at your church.
It's going to be at the church.
Oh, okay, okay.
In Pretoria.
I know
Remember,
where the church
we are in town.
Oh.
Yes, in Acadia Center.
Oh, okay. I never realized part of town. Okay.
Yeah, we are in town. We are in town, Pretoria CBD.
Mm.
Yes. Now, it's on the 11th. The service starts at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Until 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yes. Apparently, that's what I heard. There is also lunch to be served.
Of course.
As well.
Of course.
So maybe I might rock in during lunchtime.
Okay.
Just to check if everything is okay.
Everything's in order.
You know.
Nimzula to women only.
No, but I have to check ukuthi lunch here so
true.
That next time I come mangibonga into engiyibonile.
Okay.
Because I have to come and say thank you to those who attended. Yeah. So during lunchtime I might come.
Okay.
You see, during lunchtime, just after lunch I will leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I'm a busy man.
Ah, oh, come on. So you just want to make sure that we are fed. And yes, guys, I said we, because I'm also going to be there on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. Please, the dress code is elegant with hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dress elegant.
Yes, please.
You put on your hat.
Listen.
So in other words, you dress in your apparel.
You dress to kill.
Dress to kill, you know. Yeah, so it's the theme is extracted from the book of Leviticus 6, verse 13. It reads as follows, that fire must always be kept burning on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
It must never be allowed to stop burning.
Come on.
So
come
we it's more like a revival service for all the women. Sometimes fire can be quenched by a lot of things happening out there.
Yeah.
You know, fire can be easily be quenched by troubles, challenges, a lot of things. You understand?
Yeah.
Women go through a lot.
Yep.
And that is why God said it is not good for a man to be alone.
Mm.
So the woman comes in as a helper.
Mm.
But sometimes the whole load can be on top of women.
Yep.
Our homes are standing because of women,
Amen.
You know. So women do a lot in the community, in the families, in households, and even in working environments, you know. You look at administrative work.
It's mostly
women because they know how to plan properly things, you understand. And they can multitask as well,
you see.
So women are a blessing. So we are saying come so that you can keep your fire burning.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that because of the longevity of the journey, you are tired, you are discouraged, you are disappointed, but you want to be revived.
Yeah.
So we are saying women come. And this is a non-denominational gathering. So we are saying all churches, as long as we say Jesus is Lord, because there is one Lord, one baptism, one spirit.
Amen.
So we are calling all the women, Jeremiah called for this kind of women. He says, call unto me this kind of women who are wailing, which has this certain skill. Let them come and pray together in one accord.
Amen.
You know, because I see death is also rising, you know. So there is a lot of things that during this service, women will be praying about, you know, praying for our families, praying for our children, praying for marriages, praying for, you know, a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah.
And we do believe that on that day, God is going to respond positively in the mighty name of Jesus.
Tell me, is there a charge to it or is it a free event?
No, it's a free event. There's no charge to it. It's a free event. You only dress to kill. That's all.
That's the only requirement.
And your hat.
Listen,
you know,
listen.
That's all.
Time to dress up and look good, I'm telling you.
We want the Candices of this generation.
Come on.
You know, the Bible says there was a lady called Candice in the Bible. She was very loaded, very rich, you know. So we want the Candice
look
type.
Rich.
We want the look rich, the Esther type.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ruth type, you know, look rich.
Okay.
You know.
I've got it.
Thank you so
much. Fundisi, thank you so much. Remember, ladies, on Saturday, we are definitely meeting at CFA, Christ Family Assembly. And earlier on, I was chatting to the ladies in the office, pastor, and there was a, how do we look? Should we dress in ready pulpit or regalia? Oh, and like, hey.
Wow.
And then the other one says, hey, mina ngifuna ukuba
muhle. Yes.
So ready pulpit team will be there as well.
Thank you so much.
Be sure to also make it 9 o'clock. Bright and early, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. And then maybe let's give them the number as well, please. So that they can call.
Okay.
You know, call in for direction. In number Gamam Fundisi, you do have it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you can call it.
Okay.
The especially the 0761.
Okay, let me just make sure. I've got the 0831.
Okay, no, that's the WhatsApp
one. That's a personal
one.
Okay.
That's the WhatsApp one. I want the 0671, 0679596272.
Okay.
For direction, 0679596272.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the perfect number to contact. And please come out, guys. Let's interact. Let's pray for one another. And let's just go and love on each other on Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it myself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So over Amen. To you, Mfundisi. What do you have for us today?
Thank you so much. We will continue, as we promised last week, on our subject of power of association, power of relationships, power of relations. You know, power of partnerships, you know.
Yep.
It's very important. We will read from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. I know last week it was Genesis 13, verse 5 to 6, where we spoke about Abraham and Lot, how their relationship benefited also Lot as well. And today we want to look at Ruth and Naomi. Yeah.
Fundis, before you get into it, last week I thought I was going to share this with you. I watched something which was, I think it's meant to be inspirational, on Netflix the other day. It's called Ruth and Boaz.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful story, but I had a gripe with them. The beginning of how Ruth is depicted to have been the girlfriend.
Is it?
To be a girlfriend initially. So if you think about it, she wasn't the daughter-in-law of Naomi, according to the movie, but the girlfriend of the son.
No, of course, movies, they always exaggerate misplace information.
The story is nice and it literally depicts the whole journey, but I was like,
I know we also, at home, we saw the story of David and Goliath. So we watched it. We didn't finish it because the information was misleading.
That's the problem.
And immediately, all of us were like, no, no, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
You know? I think that's what happens when you know the word for yourself, as opposed to you heard it in passing. Because if you heard it in passing, then okay, you're okay with it. Exactly.
You see.
Yeah. So the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17 says, "But Ruth said, don't force me to leave you. Don't force me to go back to my own people. Let me go with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." Verse 17, "Where you die, I will die. And that is where I'll be buried. I ask the Lord to punish me if I don't keep this promise. Only death will separate us." Sure.
Now, it's a statement from Ruth. She's speaking to Naomi. And now we need to take cognizance of the fact that this statement was said out of a discouraging statement by Naomi.
Okay.
Because we need to go back a little bit and find out why did she say such a statement. Because this is more like an oath.
I was about to say, we are fung.
I understand. This is an oath because she says, only death will separate us. You see? So now, when somebody, now she vows or he vows with, concerning death, then you must know that
they're
serious as heart attack.
That's true.
You know, they're serious as a heart attack. Heart attack does not joke.
Yeah.
When it strikes, it strikes.
Yep.
You see?
Yep.
So now, Ruth is a daughter-in-law to Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there were two. The other one was Orpah.
Yeah.
Now, the Naomi's sons married these two beautiful women. So now they're part of the family now. Now, as time went on, Naomi lost her husband. And then after that, it was a tragedy of two sons who now passed on as well.
Yeah.
So now we see now the male generation is cut. So only women are there, but there is no male.
Sure.
You understand? So now a conversation or a meeting, a serious meeting was held between Naomi and her daughters-in-law. She calls them for a meeting to tell them that, you see, what connected us is
no longer there.
Our connection, our relationship was because of these two. But now that they are no more, I think it is noble for me to release you to go back to your homestead.
Yeah.
You see. And these are Moabites women. You see. Now they are in a dilemma now. They are in the midst of a situation, a decisive situation now. Whether to continue with Naomi or to go back. Because she states valid reasons.
As to why they can go.
You understand? There's no hatred. There's no anger. There's no animosity.
Yeah.
It's facts on the table.
True. You are here for marriage. There's no marriage.
You understand? Why are you even here? And also, we must also look at the whole scenario at that time. There was hunger and famine.
Okay.
So in other words, Naomi says the male figures that used to provide for us, they are no longer here. So in other words, you guys, you become a burden also to me. How will I feed you? Number two, I'm old as well. She's a granny now. She's old. So she can't keep up with the pace.
True.
So she has to release them so that each and every one of them, they should fend for themselves.
Exactly.
You see. So now she even says to them, look, even if I get married now, let's say I find I like Naomi's confidence. Even though she was old, she still has hope that I can still have a man who can look at me and say, wow, you old lady, you look 16, you know. So now she says, well, I have a potential. I can get somebody now. It's up to me. It's my choice. Yeah. But now, even if I do that, time won't allow us. Time won't favor us, because by the time, even if we get a son. That son, when he grows to be at your age now, you will be old. So
you probably won't be able to bear him children anyway now.
The maths is not matching, you understand?
Aklangan.
You understand? So this thing is not going to work, guys. I'm not discouraging you. It's the facts.
Yeah.
So
true.
Go back to your household, you see. But now the other one, Oprah realizes, she puts the facts on the table. She looks at Naomi. Naomi has got nothing to offer. It's very true. She can't even help them financially. She's broke now. Remember, they came out with something, but now they return back. They are empty-handed. They are suffering. The situation in Bethlehem was very, it was very bad, you see. So now they have to go back. Now, Oprah assesses the situation fleshly. She does not see beyond what God sees, what God has.
In fact, she kind of agrees with the statement given by the mother-in-law.
She does agree, because she hugged her with a clear conscience, not with a grudge to say, well, now we are Xhosa, you are rejecting us. You are actually denying this relationship.
If anything, I think she saw a fair mother-in-law.
She saw a fair mother-in-law, but she didn't see it that way, that she's disadvantaging her destiny. She's cutting short her destiny, because remember, our main title is association, relationships, power of association and relationship. So she does allow Naomi to cut that relationship. She does allow Naomi to cut that association. So she goes back. But now Ruth says this statement. I'm trying to understand that. Was it out of
pity, maybe, for the mother-in-law?
For the mother-in-law, or she saw something that we didn't see? Because it's not stated in the Bible that Ruth saw something. Because this relationship between Naomi and Ruth, it's what made us who we are today in Christ. Because there is no Jesus without tracing back to Ruth and Naomi.
Come on.
You see, because Ruth is more about a foreigner who comes in. She's married to Boaz, and then they give birth to Jesse.
Jesse.
You see, Jesse gives birth to David.
Okay.
And today, when we pray, we say, "You are the stem of Jesse, the root of David." So the genealogy of Jesus is traceable.
Traces back.
You understand?
Come on.
So now this woman, her making this vow and this statement, this oath to say, listen, you cannot force me to leave you. In other words, she sees it as a force, like, no. The way you are doing it, you are now forcing to terminate this relationship, this association. I'm not going to allow you to do that.
You see, there's easy way out, and you're like, no, I'm here for it.
You understand?
Yeah.
There are people in life where you don't separate with them. Even if they want to separate with you. Because truly speaking, there are people who would want to, because maybe you are a burden, or maybe there is something that they hate about you.
Yeah.
There are many reasons why people might want to separate with you.
Of course.
Or because maybe you are this certain kind that they don't want. Or probably they are protecting their circle. They don't want you to know deeper things. So the only way is to cut you out, cut you loose. So there are many reasons why people cut their relationships with people. It can be behavioral related, because your behavior does not match their standards as well. There are many reasons, you see. So now the Ruth says to Naomi, no, you can't do this. In fact, let me tell you what you did not say to me. And I'm telling you, your people are going to be my people. Number one, which people is she talking about?
Because she lost the husband.
She lost children. This woman is suffering loss, but Ruth sees people around Naomi. You understand? She sees something that an ordinary eye could not see. She says, and wherever you sleep, I will also sleep. But at this stage, at this point in juncture, Naomi was very stranded. They didn't have a solid place where they called this is our home. But she still says, wherever you sleep, I will also sleep there. And then she says, your God will be my God. You see now. So she vows to say, I'm not leaving this relationship. I'm not leaving this association. I'm not leaving this partnership. Even though I can see there's nothing that this relationship can offer. There are people that you relate to not because they can offer you anything.
Come on.
You know, when we talk about relationships and relations and associations, people always associate themselves with people who have got something. If you don't have money, they don't want to see you in their circle. In fact, they can even gossip about your situation. You go to them, you are looking for help. You are thinking, these are my brothers or my sisters. They take your very same weakness. To them, it's like, oh, you have got leprosy. They don't want to associate with you. Naomi was at this stage where we can look at her life and say, she had leprosy. Even though it was not a physical leprosy, but there's nothing that attracts anyone to Naomi. She lost her husband. She's losing. This woman keeps on losing. You know, when others are testifying, I just got a business deal. My church is booming. This is happening. My children passed at school. They are coming with beautiful things. They are popping up with beautiful testimonies. But come, you look at the direction of Naomi and say, next, Naomi comes and say, I lost her husband. I lost my children. I lost Oprah. Where I'm coming from, there's no food. In fact, I'm here for help. I'm looking for help. People don't want that kind of association. They don't want to associate. That's how I'll call it an ill standard. Especially if we are believers. Was Jesus going to do the same? Because now, I mean, Ruth is a type of Christ here. She's a type of Christ who is now embracing the situation of Naomi and saying, don't worry, your people are your people. And also Naomi is a type of Christ as well, you know. So we see Jesus on both sides. In Ruth's life, we see Jesus. In Naomi's life, we can detect Jesus as well, you know. Now, there's nothing Naomi can offer to Ruth, and therefore the only option she offers is to release her out of this relationship. But Ruth says, no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm
gonna stick with you. I'm stuck here with you. In fact, when I made a vow with my husband, I said, until death separate us, therefore I'm keeping that relationship for that vow that I made.
Because I have not died.
You understand? Nowadays, it's easy. People break vows like they never vowed. They break promises like they never even promised anything. People, it's so easy to disappoint you like they never even promised or never committed to anything. That's our generation.
You know, I was so shocked on Monday in Fundis. I shared the story and I got to interview. I don't know if you know Mkululi Bebe.
Yes.
He stopped by on Monday.
Joyous celebration, I think.
He's now based in the UK. And the other day I interviewed him and he said he would bring me some stuff from the UK, chocolates and stuff.
Wow.
And on Saturday when I went to him, we were at an event, he said, I'm going to bring it on Monday. I laughed and I thought, you know, he's not going to do that.
Yes.
I'm sitting in studio busy with an interview. I get called. I've got a guest. I'm like, a guest?
Yeah.
But guess what? When I get there, Mkululi's there.
Jesus.
With a gift bag with the chocolates he had promised. And I said, Mkululi, I thought you weren't going to come, man. I was just like, it's past anyway.
Yes.
He's like, I said, you keep your word. He said, it's all I have, my word.
Wow.
I was like, wow. So exactly what you're saying, the people who keep their word.
It's so painful when people change like that. Because, you know, God does not change. Mm. That's why he says in the book of Numbers. Now I understand, you know, as you grow as well in Christ, and even in ministry, ministry will teach you life.
Says,
look, ministry will teach you people. Ministry will teach you people. You will know who people they are. Not for raising hands in church and crying in church and speaking in tongues. No. Forget about that.
Mm.
The real person is still, you are still yet to see the real person. This is life, you know.
Yeah, true.
So now, just God is a covenant keeping God.
Yeah.
In other words, he's a God of vows.
Mm.
That's why in many instances when even Solomon is not doing right or Jacob is not doing right, God will still refer back to the covenant and the vow that he made with Abraham.
Yep.
So is Solomon, when God asks him to say, Solomon, ask for anything that you want.
Mm.
I like how Solomon speaks with God. He says, I pray that you keep the same promise and the vow that you promised my father David.
Come on.
Remember, God vowed to David that he will protect David, you will succeed David. David will conquer all the kings. So he says, apart from wisdom, please keep that vow.
Mm.
Keep that vow. If you can keep that vow, that you that covenant that you had with David, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
So Ruth vows now. She says, your God will be my God, your people will be my people. Where you sleep, I will be there. That's solidifying a relationship.
Okay.
Next week we will look at David and Jonathan. Power of relationship. Mm. That's why I said this is a series. It can't be just a one-day tournament. People need to understand to value relationships and not use people for what they can gain out of somebody. And there are people who are looking for donors and people who charity. People who
yet they're not willing to receive.
You understand? Sure. They are looking for. It's like when we pray for destiny helpers. But I always say, but you are also a destiny helper. Mm.
They
to
want
somebody.
Destiny helpers, but they don't want
you
to.
You don't
be.
Want to be a destiny helper, but you are looking for destiny helpers. You are looking for somebody who can come and invest in your business idea, in your business, what capital. You are looking for that person, but you are failing little things to become a destiny helper for somebody who's looking for a simple advice or simple encouragement.
Sure.
Just tapping on their shoulders and say, it is well, God is with you.
Mm.
Because we always think destiny helpers are people with money.
Mm. Mm.
People who are carrying money, gold and silver.
Yeah.
Then that's a destiny helper. But destiny helpers comes packaged differently. They can be packaged like Naomi. Naomi had nothing to offer. Had no money, had no house, had nothing to offer. But yet she was a divine connector for Ruth and Boaz.
Yep.
So that we can have this kingdom of Christ coming from this lineage.
Come on.
You see. So now, the power of relationships. As time went on, Ruth is stuck with Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever Naomi is going, Ruth is there.
Okay.
In fact, when they reach the fields of Boaz, Naomi had no energy, could not even assist in going to the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that in actual fact, Ruth had inherited a problem here.
Ruth had to take care
of this woman because now, even if she can afford for herself, but she has to also look after Naomi. She vowed. She has to go to the fields and work on behalf of Naomi. And clean behind the reapers. The whole day she's the one who is burnt by the sun. She's scorched by the sun. And then when she comes back home with the little that she has to share with Naomi.
Yep.
But yet she did not complain that Naomi, I'm the one who is working here. Naomi, I'm the one who is feeding us. You are busy advising me. I must go. I must be patient. I must not go to other fields. I must stay in that field. You see. So Naomi, she brings experience of life. She brings experience of life because she's the one who is mentoring and coaching this young lady.
Mm.
Even until to the time of how to react and manage her behavior around Boaz, the person who was behind that whole mechanism until she was chosen as the queen there, it is Naomi.
Come on.
She's the one who tells her, no, 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 you can't go out and see Boaz while you are smelling armpits. Go and bathe. Go and bathe. Wash yourself. That's what is written in the Bible. She says, wash yourself. Wash yourself. Put ointment. Smell nice. Don't go and meet Boaz, but you are looking scruffy. No. You see now.
Wisdom.
Why on the 11th women must be elegant?
Yeah. Come on. All
right. Why on the 11th this coming Saturday women must smell nice?
Come on.
Wear nice. Dress up nice. Because you don't know your opportunities out there. You might meet your opportunity out there. But your opportunity must find you prepared.
Must find you looking and feeling the part.
Exactly. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Amen.
That's why when you always say, I see now when you are wearing like this, I know you are not going for meetings. Yes, because I can't wear like this to meet my opportunity out there.
Mm. Yep, true.
Remember,
you
dress the way you want to be addressed.
Yep.
You see, so there are people who have actually watered their destinies down the drain through their appearance.
Yep.
Appearance is everything.
It's true.
You can't just go and negotiate a multi-millionaire deal and you are wearing a short and your slippers.
You know?
You are not taking life serious.
Yeah.
You see? So you need to be prepared for the occasion. Mm. So Naomi comes in as a this relationship is two-way.
Yeah.
It's beneficial both ways. Naomi has seen it all. She knows life in and out, all the corners of life. That's why you need experienced people around you.
Yep.
They might be old. They can't give you money. They can't give you cars. They can't give you nothing. But their wisdom will make you acquire all those things that you are looking for out of them.
Mm.
You see, their wisdom, that intelligence can acquire you gold and silver.
Sure.
We need elderly people around us.
Yeah.
We need people who have seen it all. We have seen it all.
Sure.
So now, in closure, that relationship between Naomi and Ruth, it becomes beneficiary for both of them. Because now Naomi manages Ruth's behavior, appearance, and everything, the stature. The posture of Ruth.
Yeah.
So that when Boaz sees her, she saw somebody different from other reapers. And immediately, Ruth was attractive.
Okay.
To Boaz's eyes. But who coached her to be attractive? It is Naomi. That if you want Boaz to notice you, this is how you need to behave. This is your posture. This is how you dress. You can't dress anyhow when you want to meet No. When you are meeting your destiny, be prepared. Your appearance is everything.
Yep.
So now finally, Boaz sees this beautiful woman. She marries Ruth. And all of a sudden, life changes.
Yeah.
The same person who was behind all this time in the fields, and other people were despising Ruth, by the way. Yeah. They were looking down on her. And they didn't even want to take cognizance of it. They didn't want to recognize Ruth. You understand? Because they thought they were the big deal in the field, you see. Because they know how to gather harvest. They know every day when they leave, they have got their sacks that are, you know, they're full and you understand. So, but now this young lady, she looks like somebody who is to be pitied. She looks like somebody who is suffering.
Mm.
Yet God had a plan.
Come on.
But that relationship between her and Naomi, it lends her to own the field.
Mm.
To own, even today, we can't speak about Jesus without going back to the roots.
Amen.
And Ruth and Naomi, they are the orchestrators. They are the pathfinders. They are the pioneers of this whole history that is so rich today. When we say Jesus, in fact, even the blind Bartimaeus, he says, Jesus, son of David.
David, come on.
And David was the grandson to Ruth. David is a grandson to Ruth. You see?
Sure.
So relationships can actually lead you to your destiny.
Yeah, yeah.
They can actually lead you to your path of life, which God has ordained for you.
Sure.
So you need to discern relationships. There are relationships that will take you down the drain.
Yeah.
But there are also relationships that will uplift you in life. So love is a must. But relationships and associations are a choice.
Come on.
Choose wisely who you want in your circle.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Sis Lugo.
So powerful, Mfundi, says you're speaking. I'm thinking to myself, one of the greatest dangers and threats to our success is short-sightedness.
Yes.
When I look at you for what you can do for me now, because I'm expecting something, whereas there is something that the Lord has placed in you, when I'm not even thinking, or things I don't even realize I need. Nkulunkulu yazo depositeni.
Amen.
I mean, I'm still looking at
you have got that mentality that no, this one can't give me anything. So Opa saw Naomi for
that
lady.
Immediate situation.
Yeah, no, yes, she's old. Yes, she lost.
Yeah.
She has been losing. When is she gonna recover this? And she's right, even if she gets a husband.
I can't benefit anything from her anymore.
You know what? Let me go back.
Sure.
And that's the last time we heard about Opa. That's the last time we heard about Opa. But the one who got stuck to the person who has a covenant with God, we still hear about her even today.
In fact, her existence is significant for our existence.
Amen.
Sila.
Because of her.
Fundis,
relationships
so
are powerful.
Very important. So lo siyabona kuma conference nanani ukukhulunywa ngama relationships and we don't realize the power of relationships.
Associations.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko and Maruti. I'm so enjoying your program. I once read in the Bible, I think it was NKJ, New King James Version, and they called it the Hope Bible. As I paged through it, I saw one verse highlighted in blue which said that Zion or the kingdom will be built with elegance. Listen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lenny.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you for reminding
Please,
us.
Please, Lenny, be there.
Be there
on Saturday.
Is.
Maybe let's repeat the number that they can call Lady Pastor Moyo. It's 076-959-6272. 076-959-6272.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi, and have a lovely week further.
Thank you so much, Sis Luko.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.